The purpose of this recording is to allow you to imagine becoming your fursona and taking a tour through a haunted mansion. Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal, everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have the safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a couch or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become more powerful. You become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of imagination, visualization, make-believe, and focus increase as well. Let's begin with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. It's okay to settle down now and relax more completely, because you've decided to take a break and daydream with me for a while. It's fine to allow your mind to quiet and focus on the fantasy of going on a guided tour of a haunted mansion with a group of neighborhood furs. You can easily see yourself in your mind's eye as an animal person or a fantasy creature on a relaxing autumn day in an abandoned garden outside of a haunted mansion. Feel in your mental body the weight of your mass and any tails, feathers, horns, claws you might have. Imagine the fur on your phantom skin if you'd like. It can be quite relaxed to just sit in the garden in front of the house and watch the butterflies flutter over the dandelions and tall grass. There is a certain stillness to the area that can be quite relaxing. One by one, the other furs gather in front of the large marble fountain, where a few fish, but mostly frogs, swim between overgrown reeds. And you can wait under a large willow tree. The ground is dry and covered with a moss-like bed of green. As you wait, you can allow your mind to focus on the scene and forget about everything else. It can feel good to just allow your body to grow loose and numb, feeling nothing but relaxation as you wait. Perhaps there is something about the furs that arrive one by one that can let yourself feel even more comfortable and relaxed. Perhaps they seem big and strong, or perhaps they exude an air of trustworthiness. The dry moss underneath you can allow everything to fall into place to permit a deep relaxation. In your mind's eye, see a small butterfly, as colorful and delicate as you want. Imagine this butterfly landing on your foot and allowing you to realize how relaxed you can make your feet. Just imagine a colorful wave of comfort spreading into your feet, allowing your body to become quiet and still. The butterfly rises and hovers above your legs, and you can allow your legs to let go of all their tension and become relaxed and limp. You can follow the butterfly in your mind's eye as it passes up along your body, bringing with it a sense of deep relaxation. Isn't it nice to feel relaxation flow into your glutes and pelvis? Imagine that butterfly just sprinkling you with the glittery energy that allows you to relax even more now. With each and every breath you take, breathe in relaxation and let go of any stress or tension. Allow that wave of comfort to flow upwards into your lower back and belly. Allow everything to hang loose and let your lower back relax. Let your gut relax and slow down for now. The butterfly flutters above your chest, and you can allow it to rain relaxation down on your body. Perhaps you have already noticed your breathing becoming free and relaxed as you allow comfort to spread into your chest and shoulders. I wonder if you can allow the relaxation to cascade down your arms, to your hands and fingertips. The more you focus on your body unwinding and loosening up, the easier it becomes to focus on this lovely daydream. A fur like yourself could go into a deep sleep and just let the subconscious play while the conscious mind sleeps and watches. The butterfly flutters and rests on top of your head. What happens when you really begin to go deep into a peaceful slumber? Can you imagine being surrounded by strong, trustworthy furs? Feel the relaxation spread into your head. Allow all the muscles in your neck to loosen and relax more completely. And then just allow relaxation to wash over your scalp and face. As you relax there, you can watch the leaves of the willow tree drop and fall one by one to the ground gently. As you focus on each leaf go down, you can feel your body sink deeper into relaxation. As you count down each leaf and go deeper into trance, starting with the count of five, just following a leaf flutter gently down, which means you can go deeper into trance now. Four, you can dive further into enchantment. Watch a slender leaf twirl downwards. Three, it feels good to allow satisfying comfort and settle deeper into your support. Two, daydreamers forget everything that isn't dreams. Let everything go for now. Watch another leaf silently drop all the way down. 1. Permit yourself to trust and enjoy this process. You can allow yourself to relax and focus on this daydream. And 0 is deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, and with your permission, The body relaxes completely, and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. When you come to, a small crowd has gathered for the tour of the haunted house. There is a mixed crowd of animal people, foxes, lions, wolves, sheep, elephants, sloths. Standing on the ledge of the fountain is a smartly dressed feminine fox in a tour guide uniform. She wears a pleated miniskirt, a button-up blouse with pauldrons, a scarf of a Halloween pattern, and a smart pillbox hat. She waves a small flag with a jack-o'-lantern on it, on a small, telescoping aluminum flagpole. You move from your spot under the tree and join the tour group. The tour guide gives a little speech about staying together and following all instructions, as the house is rather haunted, and she would like to end the tour with the same amount of furs she started with. A rhino in the back elbows an elephant, and they both chuckle. The tour guide gives a quick overview of the history of the house. It has been rumored to be a nexus of supernatural energies that peak around Samhain. The paint on the old Victorian house tells a story of decades of neglect. As you walk onto the creaking porch and through the devil doors inside, the tour guide waves her flag and leads the group into the foyer of the house. Inside, blue and purple lights undulate on the ceiling and walls as they radiate from a portal that whistles slightly as it sucks in air. Above, a massive oak desk off to the side is a crack in the fabric of reality. The tour guide calmly tells the group to please stay back in excess of 10 feet from the swirling void of cosmic weirdness. The breakneck patterns on the room's faded yellow wallpaper creep and crawl as figures behind the dizzying lines become distorted by the crack in reality. A rhinoceros laughs and motions to touch the crack in the fabric of reality. The fox tour guide simply sighs and says, "It begins." As the rhino approaches the tear in reality, his body begins to bloat, melt into bulbous gelatinous tentacles as he grows a few extra heads and a few dozen limbs. The rhino turns his head to the crowd, as if to say, "See, it's not really, oh." He looks down at his ballooning body, quickly turning into gel, slime, and tentacles. One of his other heads, which looks like a gelatinous lion, smiles and gives him a kiss and with a playful wink. The rhino blushes and slithers into the crack like an octopus slipping into a crevice in a rock. "Happens every time," the tour guide says. "Oh well, the kitchen is this way." In the kitchen is a massive pile of sweets in the corner. Dazzling, colorful candy and pastries cover every surface in the kitchen. "Now, whatever you do, don't eat any," the tour guide begins.
"Why, this doesn't look spooky at all," says an elephant, chomping on a jelly donut.
The tour guide sighs. The elephant grunts and drops a donut as he clutches his expanding gut. His expanding belly pokes out from under his shirt. He moans as his body just grows rounder and rounder as his arms and legs slowly grow stubby and useless. Raspberry jelly starts leaking from his belly button as his massive round body starts to turn golden brown, and the hair on his body turns into powdered sugar. He tries to waddle away on his stubby little legs, but he quickly becomes a 10-foot-tall round jelly donut with an elephant head and tail. He rolls onto the pile of massive sweets in the corner, which he now realizes is also other overstuffed pastry people. The elephant tries to talk, but besides from a few trunk toots, he gives into candy bliss and lies in the corner peacefully. The tour guide merely sighs and leads the group to the kitchen door, out to the back of the pumpkin patch.
"Now, I hope you will all finally start listening to me," the femme fox says. "This house used to belong to Farmer John, who had prize-winning pumpkins in the county fair back in 2009. Now, it's important you stay away from the vines and..." She stops talking as she glares at a mouse who is standing in the middle of the pumpkin patch. A pumpkin vine snakes up to the mouse and quickly attaches itself. The mouse turns green as their fur gives way to glossy gourd skin. Their body swells full and round with their belly planted on the ground and a vine sprouting from their back. Their head seems to melt into their round body. The transformation must be pleasant, though, because their mouth smiles wide as they become a massive jack-o'-lantern with whiskers, pressed up tightly next to the other massive jack-o'-lanterns. "What is with it with you people?" the fox says in a slightly distressed voice. She takes a deep breath and regains her composure. "Don't worry about these furs. They should be back to normal after Halloween, I think." She leads the tour around back through the kennels, where many wolf hybrid furs bark and romp on all fours, having gone slightly feral. "And here are the kennels where furs were kept during the last lycanthropy outbreak of..." "Ah!" As you turn to look at what the tour guide seems to be upset about, a wolf has his hand inside the chain-link fence, holding back the lichen furs. He pets a lichen fur, but the lichen fur promptly bites the wolf. The wolf starts to hulk out and tear through his clothes as he becomes a monstrous double wolf. He leans back and howls, flickering his tail. The tiny tour guide baps him with a rolled-up newspaper and gestures for him to get inside the kennel with the other lichen furs.
"Bad dog! Bad dog! Get in the cage! Bad dog!" she says.
The double wolf sulks into the kennel. However, he immediately starts to chase and romp the other lichen furs playfully. The tour guide lets out a long sigh.
"Let's just skip to the end, shall we?" she says.
She leads the group upstairs to the master bedroom. In the corner is a large mirror covered with a tattered bedsheet.
"What you will see under this bedsheet may terrify you. Look away if you must. I am not responsible for what happens when you gaze into this monstrosity."
She dramatically walks up to the mirror and grips the sheet covering it.
"Under this lies the truly terrifying."
She pulls back the sheet, revealing a full-sized enchanted mirror.
"Your human selves."
You see your human self with a small crowd of other humans reflected in the mirror. You and the furs and the tour group scream and run out of the house. Some of you accidentally run into the traps from before and become part of the house until after Halloween.
"I told you this was a scary haunted house,"
yells one of the furs to a friend while running down the street. But take a few moments now to really enjoy the haunted house in your own way. Allow your imagination to guide you towards a pleasurable experience.
Thank you.
In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of the state of hypnosis, feeling refreshed as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0, taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of the session. Perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1, closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives, negative thoughts, places, memories, or people. 2, starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, now completely human in body and mind. All unwanted lingering suggestions fade away completely. 3, allowing the world around you to return. 4, eyes crystal clear. And 5, eyes open wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and to go even deeper next time. For more furry hypnosis, check out hypnobeast.com, tell your friends, and support me on Patreon. Thank you.